A Prayer for Fierce-Hearted Women by Holly Girth. Be strong and let your hearts be courageous. Be strong and let your heart be courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. Psalm 31, verse 24. I didn't know loving people would be so hard. I silently say this to God in a coffee shop on an ordinary Tuesday morning. I'm sitting at a table with a scratch wood surface, and above me folk music comes through the speakers. My latte is half cold, and my mood is threatening to become lukewarm, too. Haven't we all been there? I think back to another moment in a coffee shop when I was around 30 years old, wide-eyed and naive, full of dreams. This is the age where I was both tender and ambitious. I thought I could save the world and conveniently forgot someone already had. I'm looking 40 in the face now, and I have a few more wrinkles around my eyes, a few more scars in my heart. I also have a wound still healing from recent words that cut like a sword all the way down to the bone. For a long time, I didn't understand that broken people have sharp edges, and if we dare to love, to make a difference, to put ourselves out there, then inevitably we will sometimes end up startled and bleeding. I wish someone had whispered this in my ear years ago, leaned right in and said, "Oh yes, a lifetime with Jesus is going to be a wonderful adventure. There's going to be joy and hope and beautiful relationships. But listen, there's something else you need to know. You're not going on holiday, you're going into battle." I imagine I wouldn't have liked or understood this at the time. I probably wouldn't even have believed it, or I might have told the person they needed to be more positive. But later, when the arrow started flying, I would have suddenly thought, "Oh yes, I'm glad someone warned me." Perhaps that's why today I'm writing all this down, to remind myself, and, in case you haven't heard yet, to gently tell you too. We need to know we're in a battle, because otherwise we'll become disillusioned and discouraged. We'll think we must be doing something wrong, or even that God has tricked us. We'll retreat when it's time to advance. We'll hide when it's time to charge. We'll be caught off guard instead of guarding our hearts. We'll even misunderstand who we're fighting. It's not ever other humans. It's always the darkness itself. I recently saw the movie Wonder Woman, and in one scene, she crosses a space called No Man's Land. She walks with her head held high. She deflects the gunfire on behalf of others. But she does what no one else has been able to do so far. As I watched, tears came to my eyes because I know what this is like, how it feels. There is beauty in the battle. There is strength. There is victory. Be strong and let your heart be courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. But it's okay if sometimes we still need to whisper to Jesus, "This is harder than I thought it would be." If that's you today, then know you are not alone. Also, know feeling this way isn't a failure. It's confirmation you are a warrior, mightier than you know, stronger than you've yet to see. Love is a soft word in our culture, but in the kingdom, it's a war cry. And so we fight on. We serve and encourage and work and pray and change diapers and change the world because we are women of God and this is what we do. This is who we are. We are a beautiful, fierce-hearted force. We cannot be defeated. Let's pray. Lord, you know how hard it is to live and love in this world sometimes because you've been here too. Thank you for your compassion toward us and your promise to bring us through whatever we may face. Through you, we have strength, grace, and victory. I pray you will empower me to keep fighting today. In Jesus' name, amen.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.